Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's Jeff Sherman.
Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Hope you had a festive 4th of July weekend. Just an amazing weekend all around, for sure. So, the RNC begins next week right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. So I wanted to use our regular Milwaukee momentum theme on this Monday show to have a conversation around technology, our nation's defense, aerospace, and data privacy. No matter what party is in charge, there's a lot of opportunity for business in this sector. And one Milwaukee company is leading the charge to kind of better curate the ecosystem and showcase how small and medium-sized businesses can work with the Department of Defense to solve big challenges. Michael Adam is the CEO of Adam Aerospace. He joins us today. And for the last couple segments of the show, we're going to kind of come back down to earth a little bit from aerospace to the beach. And we're going to preview an event that's happening this Wednesday on Milwaukee's lakefront. And specifically, we're going to talk about the impact of sponsorship on that event and how local entities like Joy Engine keep events going strong right here in Greater Milwaukee. But first, Michael Adam joins us. Michael, how are you this beautiful Monday?
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for having me. Good morning, Milwaukee.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time. So before we kind of get into the nuts and bolts of what you're doing this Thursday and talk about your company, just give us your background, Michael.
Yeah, I am born and raised in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And went down to Nashville for college. I was a middle linebacker for the Vanderbilt Commodores down the SEC.
Nice. All right.
And then you stayed away for a long time. Went to France for a few years, played some ball over there, then California, Scottsdale, Chicago, and came back to Milwaukee about 10 years ago.
Okay.
So happy to be home and excited to be here. And that's really, I think, what allowed me to launch Adam Aerospace was being in a great city like this and, you know, not being on the coast with all the expensive costs.
And yeah,
it was a really great place to start the business.
So out of school, what was your focus, and then kind of what led you back to Milwaukee? Was it family and opportunity?
Yeah, so after grad school, after my MBA, I was in finance for a decade, which is kind of crazy because I don't really picture myself in that role now that I look back at it.
Yeah.
But it was great because I got to work with businesses. My last part of my financial career, I was in private equity, so I got to see companies build and companies scale. And then after the financial crisis in about 2009-2010 is when I started my first software company. So
okay,
this is software company number two, and it's going great.
All right, very good. Well, you know, we talk about it a little bit after the first break, but I want to know, you know, just kind of give us the background of Adam Aerospace. I mean, you know, at the heart, use blockchain technology to verify and protect data,
right,
among other things. But kind of for the everyday user, define what blockchain is.
Yeah, so demystifying blockchain.
Yes.
Blockchain is really simple. It's just a ledger system.
Okay.
So if you think of, you know, back in the day, ledgers were on paper. You would just like write something down, and that was like a transaction or a record of what happened. Blockchain is a ledger, but it uses like an advanced cryptography methodology. So it wraps any type of data or whatever you're trying to do in a hash or in an encryption or a SHA-256 hash, which is like a 62 or 64 digit character code that can't be like uncoded.
Okay.
And then the blockchain portion of itself is the ledger, is the system. So if you think of like your personal computer at home, like that's a node. And that's a centralized node. So like what do you store at home? If you store it on your hard drive, that's on one node. If you store it in the cloud, it's probably on multiple nodes or multiple kind of computers. What blockchain does is it uses a distributed ledger. So imagine like a million computers all over the world, all verifying that transaction at the same time.
Okay.
So because of its distributed nature, it's nearly impossible to hack, right? Because if someone wanted to hack your personal computer, all they have to do is hack that one node. If they want to hack a blockchain, they would have to simultaneously attack all of those nodes at the exact same time, which is computing. Today's computing power would not allow that to happen.
Okay. Well, when we come back from the break, Michael Adam, continue to join us. We're going to talk about how Adam Aerospace works with the Department of Defense, specifically on military-based blockchain. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Michael Adam, CEO of Adam Aerospace, based right here in Milwaukee, joins us this morning. Company uses blockchain technology to verify and protect personal data, among other things. So, Michael, tell us about like a consumer application for what your company does.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, our biggest customer is the Department of Defense, specifically United States Air Force, Space Force, and Air National Guard. And our technology, our core technology is called Zenith Zero. And what it does, if you picture like a funnel, it takes super large data sets. The data set goes through the funnel. We assign it that cryptographic signature, and then we put it on blockchain or a distributed ledger. We do that in a matter of seconds. Like, it's almost real time. Like, 1.2 seconds is kind of our average speed on that. So for the Department of Defense, our first contracts were to do that with aircraft data.
Okay.
So software updates in the aircraft, and then the data that's generated on the aircraft during the flight. So we take that aircraft data, read it, sign it a signature, put it on chain. The reason we do that is because that data is now instantaneously auditable, and it can be verified and checked at any time. So we're establishing this verified provenance of data, of this life cycle of the data.
So from a user standpoint, if I'm watching a in-flight movie, let's say, like, where's those protections and that scale coming from?
Right. So I know the Business Journal mentioned, streaming movies and all that stuff. We don't really get into that part of the aircraft.
Okay.
We're more like, what is the engine doing? What
okay.
is the software that's running the airplane doing? What are the sensors in the aircraft doing? So, you know, that's one use case. Our newest contract with the Air Force and Space Force is taking that exact same product, Zenith Zero, but instead of doing aircraft data, we're now doing all personal records and personal data of the warfighter, of the airman, and of the guardian. So from day one, basic training, boot camp, all the way to retirement, any healthcare records you are creating,
okay.
any education you go through the Air Force, any type of documentation that you produce, we now secure that with that Zenith Zero blockchain technology on a forward-facing product, a SaaS, a software as a service product called Base.
Okay.
If anybody wants to check that out, especially United States veterans, that website is foreverbase.io. But that's that one launches. That contract started 12 months ago, and that product will be launched in about 3 months, and we're super excited because that's going to have a really big impact on personal data privacy and data protection for United States warfighters and for veterans.
So knowing that veterans and current military officials, their data is protected on a unified source.
On a unified source, and then hopefully the goal is with for United States veterans is to make that VA process much easier. So getting your disability rating up as high as possible, getting your paperwork into the VA faster, more secure. So we're really excited about that technology.
And probably one thing that a lot of people, you know, truly don't maybe understand is the Department of Defense works in many different ways, right? With small businesses, with medium-sized businesses, not only on military applications,
right.
but health and wellness, right?
Right, absolutely. So when people hear DOD, they usually think like guns and drones.
Yes.
But it's so much more than that. So when you think about the United States government, you know, they're one of the largest employers, if not the largest employer of people in the United States. So, you know, we've seen small businesses get contracts with the Department of Defense, or like a fitness app, or some type of, you know, new food company. Anything that you and I would need as a human being, like a warfighter is a human being as well, obviously. So, you know, the Department of Defense is investing in making their life, as efficient and effective as possible. And you're seeing it all over the board with like wearable technologies, with whatever it is to advance human performance and mental wellness. And, you know, the DOD is the avenues into the DOD. There are many of them.
Yeah.
Getting into it is not the easiest part.
Well, and I know that that's one of your passions, to help kind of curate the tech ecosystem in Wisconsin so that the small, medium-sized companies have the opportunity for the large-scale Department of Defense contracts. And it's probably not an incredibly easy road to get there, so you have to have mentors like you to help guide the way.
Yeah, so we were lucky. I mean, we got our first or won our first Department of Defense contract in our first year of business, and now we're on our fourth contract with the DOD. So, you know, by all means, like, we're kicking some butt in that space. Now that we kind of have those inroads and we know the process, we want to pay it forward through a nonprofit that the collective, we, myself, and people from other organizations, and including the Air National Guard, Sergeant David Brown, who leads an effort called Forward Works, we're trying to kind of pay it forward and help these Wisconsin companies kind of demystify the getting into the DOD and breaking down those barriers and helping them compete for those defense contractors or defense contracts with a higher success rate.
Well, when we come back from the break, that's what we want to discuss. You have a big event coming up on Thursday, Innovation Ranch, that will do just that, help curate and connect small, medium-sized businesses here in Wisconsin to go after larger scale contracts. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Michael Adam Aerospace, joins us for one more segment here. So, Michael, what are some of the biggest challenges in ensuring kind of the responsible use of technology, especially with aerospace and defense contracts?
Right. So the DOD does a good job of making sure that your technology is sound. So there's all these barriers you have to go through, these certification. There's like something called DISA. There's FedRAMP. So just because you have a technology and it's in like a commercial use, let's say you had a software and it's being used by banks, and now you want to put it into the DOD, they're going to run it through the ringer, right? They're going to try to break it, bend it, twist it, hack it. So once you get through that process, then you're, you know, you're pretty solid. If you make changes to the technology, changes as well. But I think that's on the technical side. Kind of on the moral side, it's, you know, am I using this for the right thing? You know, is this going to be placed on a weapon system? If it is on a weapon system, is it doing what I want it to do? Is it verifying that data on that weapon system? When you get to like AI, that's a totally different subject. Like, what's the responsible use of artificial intelligence in the DOD? Which is pretty interesting because we're starting to play in that game as well. And it's more about the trustworthiness of that AI.
Are there any specific developments technology-wise that are just, you know, super exciting or surprising in your space that you're like, whoa?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's... Since I'm a software person, I'm always fascinated by hardware. So the emergence of drones and drone warfare has been, you know, expedited. And we've seen a lot of it in the Ukraine-Russian conflict, especially with swarm drones and autonomous drones. The drones are fairly easy to manufacture. They're not easy to weaponize, but they are weaponizable, obviously, as we've seen. So the anti-drone technology is getting pretty cool. Super, imagine a car, but it's like a trailer, and then a big magnet or a big shield comes up, and it's like a electromagnetic pulse that just like pops them down out of the sky. So that type of stuff to me is fascinating because it's physical hardware, and I'm a software person. But then space is the next. There's so much going in space, happening in space right now. The budget for space technology is huge. You know, the DOD is asking for space weapons. They're asking for companies to create these things. Yeah. So it's wild.
I know you wanted to say space is the next frontier. I saw it in your eyes, and that would have been good.
No, it's fine. No, yeah. Right, exactly.
So in terms of your event coming up on Thursday at the War Memorial, Innovation Ranch, what are you hoping to do there with small, medium-sized businesses and providing access and kind of curating, continuing to curate the tech ecosystem here in Milwaukee?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the event, it's called Defense Tech Focus 24. It's Thursday, 3 to 8. So I'll probably people listening, if you want to come, probably get there around like three to five is probably when the most action is going to happen. We're trying to bring together small businesses, defense innovation teams. So like the Air Force innovation team, the Air Guard innovation team, as well as venture capital, private equity, and then just players in that defense ecosystem, and have everybody kind of just meet and talk and share. There will be some tech on tables. Some local Wisconsin, Milwaukee companies will have their technology displayed there. So you'll get to see some pretty cool stuff, anywhere from, you know, large drones to anti-deep fake software. Mm. I mean, some pretty cool wearable stuff. Mm. So there's a lot of really interesting things that is being made here in Milwaukee that people really don't know about.
Yeah.
But it's really just to kind of galvanize that ecosystem. And then to see what we can do going forward as a collective group to bolster defense innovation in the state of Wisconsin, you know, kind of formalizing that. Maybe it's like through applying for some federal dollars or federal grants together to kind of build that ecosystem here.
And I'm guessing there's more and more collaboration in the space too. I mean, what are some of the other companies you're working with that you've helped, you know, whether secure contracts for or work in partnership with?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, even though they're a bigger company, we love working and collaborating with Astronautics Corporation of America. You know, they're a larger prime contractor, but, you know, they have a great team. Minette Aero, they are based in Wisconsin as well. They make big drones, as big as a car, that they all over the world, and they fly them up, and they're tethered, and they're, you know, wartime or whatever, radio signals and Wi-Fi, and like they're awesome. And then we're starting a new cohort of, it's called Defense X. That website's defx.tech.
All right,
accelerator program, and that is to help these small companies do it.
Very good. Michael Adam from Adam Aerospace joins us today. Appreciate your time.